Hello?
Oh, hi. This is Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
I'm excellent. Thank you for asking. I was actually following up because we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know if there was something going on with the card that we have on file.
Yes, something is wrong, but I think I'm going to make a decision. I'm going to change the company.
Okay, so if you wanted to change the company on our end,
yeah, I go. Yeah, somebody else go taking care, you know, for me.
Okay, but I need to explain to you that there's a $307 past due balance for your Google guaranteed leads, and there's a $129 past due balance for your monthly subscription.
The Google guarantee had a $300 for my money.
So hear me out for a minute, because we can't cancel an account with a past due balance. But the good news is you're catching it in time, because right now, if I took the Google guaranteed invoice off, you're only past due for $129. But come January 31st, you'll be past due for $258. So you're catching it in time. In the terms and conditions that you acknowledge with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month on the 25th, and in order to prevent that charge, you have to call us 3 business days prior.
Yeah, well, I got a $600 for my money there in Google Guarantee. You say he go use it for whatever is coming through.
Yeah, it's been used up. Your budget's been used up, and the new invoice shows that you had 10 leads at...
For what? He said the 300 something. With the way you're talking, $300 for what?
For the Google guaranteed leads. So it shows.
Well, leads, you know, coming me for I had 2 months and not giving me nothing.
So it shows on the dashboard that you 10 leads came in, and
No.
They gave you a service credit of $163. I guess the invoice was more than that, but they gave you a service credit of $163, which is why it went down to just the 300 and something.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Well, how much you have an abortion over there in a Google guarantee, my money?
There's a past due balance in order to reinstate the leads, so you don't have anything left in the budget there. The money that you spent on
Google guarantee leads. Yeah, I don't receive a job for that. The last week you told me, say I have $470 there. Something is not right, because I don't have a job for these people. Never seen them in nobody. They have a long time not received a job. And this is why I make a decision. I pay money for nothing.
So I want to explain something to you, is that in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found on the first page of Google 1,769 times, and you've had 914 Google actions, which include clicks to your site, clicks for driving directions, and clicks to call you. That's since you've been working with us, okay?
I have a lot of phone call. People looking for a job. I have a lot of phone call for different states. It's a lot of these phone calls come through.
But Google is tracking it. It's showing that, 15 times you came up for searches under your phone number, 15 times you came up under the keyword commercial paint company near me, 15 times you came up for cruise carpentry.
I don't have this job. I never received that.
But Google tracks it. When somebody finds you on the first page, let's say they type in painter near me, right? And your company comes up, and let's say they never call you. Let's say they call a different company. They never do anything with you. Google will still track it. Crew's painting was found on the first page, right? But the second thing Google tracks is the actions, which is the second step they took to find you, which is if they click to your site or they click to call you. And that's what I was reading. There's 21 different keywords that you're coming up for, and Google is tracking which keywords you're coming up for, and then if people are clicking to call you or clicking to your dashboard or clicking to your website.
Well, my phone maybe call somewhere else because I don't receive all of these phone calls. The only I have only one job for you Google Guarantee, only one job I did it.
And so you have two programs with us. You have the Google Guaranteed, which is the pay per lead program, right? But you also have the local monthly subscription, which is where you stay on the first page of the local maps 24 hours a day, 7 days a week with unlimited clicks. And that package includes the first page placement on Google Maps, the first page placement on Bing, the popular directories that we have you on, the mobile optimization, making sure that Crew's Paint and Remodel comes up from the iPhones, the Androids, the tablets, and the voice-activated devices such as Alexa. And then it also includes
Alexa.
Yeah, the voice-activated.
I never heard all of that, what are you talking about? Is it possible you are going to have Alexa, but to have it, Facebook? I never have it that.
Yes. So with your package, initially when you signed up, you were paying $249 monthly, and that included an extra $100 worth of Facebook ads. When they lowered your subscription to $129 monthly, that's when they took the Facebook ads off. So you don't have that component.
Why take it off? But, you know, what I'm doing over there is keeping my website. And I don't receive all of this call you mentioned to me. I need the question over there to the company who could show me. I need to see the record what you're talking about.
So it's showing us that on January 20th, you had a call from Google Guaranteed from 678-617-6661, and that was not charged. It says it was an invalid lead, so maybe that was one of those guys
you
looking
have a lot
for
of
a bunch job,
of
right?
Leads.
It said that on January 2nd, there was a 720-621-4677. That was a valid lead, so you got charged for it. January 2nd, there was 678-894-6782. That one, it says that it was invalid, so they didn't charge you. They gave you a credit for it. So all of the leads and all of the credits, they're all stored on the dashboard. But what I'm telling you, Felicio, is if you didn't want to continue with the Google Guaranteed and you don't want to reinstate those leads for $307, then what I would recommend is we could cancel that component of the program, but just keep the $129 package, because with the $129 package, you're getting a lot of results. And with that package, you stay at that rate, whether you get 5 jobs in a month or whether you get 50 jobs in a month. So you don't have to worry about paying per lead or per click or per inquiry. That way you
know, they wanted no help from me because I have more than 1 year and for them. I never received one call for this, for the website, for nothing, nothing. So that reason I stay in the market and a job because I have a lot of people know me. People know me, the recommendation to neighbor, is what I have all in my job. And
right.
This thing is no help for me, for nothing. I tried to explain it so many times. I heard the customer say, your website is off, with the website is off. And I tell it so many times, and I'm very disgusted with these people, and no help for me, no try to help for me. Not doing the least one video for my business, you're not doing nothing for me. I had a company go taking care of all of that.
So if you hired another company to take care of all of that, you're throwing that money down the toilet, because the other company that you hired they can't do anything with your Google listing if they don't have access to it. And they can't create a new one because that's a duplicate and that would hurt your rankings. So whatever company you're working with, chances are it's a scam company. Because if it was a legitimate company, they would have contacted Local Splash and they would have said, hey, we're
the
new company.
The guy at Token, he say it's no problem. He can do it that. The company do all the advertising for that.
But he hasn't. He hasn't contacted us and asked.
A new website, everything starts a new zero. He say it can be done. No problem.
No, he can build you a new website, but that will hurt your rankings too, because now you're putting out duplicate information to Google and that's going to hurt you. So he can create a new website, but that's going to make things worse for you. So that's what I'm saying is sometimes there's these Mickey Mouse companies out there and they don't know what they're doing and they don't have a partnership with Google and they promise you the moon and the stars. And then when you start working with them, they actually hurt your rankings, or they just take your money and you throw it down the toilet because behind the scenes they're not doing anything. Has he built your
the
new website?
The people don't do anything anyway because your company...
What's the web address?
Your company, I tried to do it. Mm-hmm. Nothing is working properly. Nothing's working. Sometimes I have a hard time for your company. And your company, you call back. Sometimes nobody enters the phone. Nobody talking to you. I have nobody in the office. I call so many times. I go back to you. You say, I go call you back. Somebody go call you back. And never call me back.
So we're here Monday through Friday from 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time. And I can tell you that if you leave a message for us, they will call you back. The problem is if we call you back and then, you're not available, then sometimes we get in a situation where we're playing phone tag or something like that. But, we always will call back. Even after hours, you can put in like a calendar appointment, to call back.
Mm-hmm.
What I can do is I'll send you my direct line on a text message. My name is Tina. I'm at extension 777, and I always answer my phone calls live. The only time I don't is if I'm on the other line or if I'm in a meeting, but at least if I see that you called, I can call you right back. And I'll preface that by telling you that I'm not a technician. I don't do programming. But at least if you called me, I can get you to the person that can help you, okay? But what I'll tell you regarding your account is in the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal each month of $129 on the 25th. And in
order this is for one year contract. This is more than 1 year.
No, there's not a year contract. It's a month-to-month subscription where you can cancel anytime.
No, this is what he told me. The lady I did a contract, this is what she told me. So
even for our annual subscriptions, even if it was a one-year contract, in order to prevent the next month's charge, you still have to call us and cancel within 3 business days of your billing date.
Mm-hmm.
So there is a $129 pay past due balance on the account, and we can't even cancel an account with a past due balance.
Mm-hmm.
So, what I can do is I can take the $307 invoice off and I can cancel the Google guaranteed part because you don't, want to continue with that.
But why you go take this money out? You're not giving me the service, not giving me call, nothing. Why you take the money out?
Well, I'm not going to take the money out. That's a past due invoice that you owe us, but I'm going to delete that invoice because you don't want
to. I stop. I'm talking the guy over there stopped for a few minutes, stopped for this month, the last month.
Well, if that was the case, why did you send us more pictures on the 20th and you've talked to customer service about boosting your
rankings? No, but the picture you put in a Facebook, not in a Google guarantee.
Yeah, but
this is why the reason he told me, he said, you can cancel, he said, you can stop it right now, when you'll be ready to start again, because the time is very slow right now.
Right, and that's what I'm saying is that I can cancel
and
that portion of it.
It can be stopped. This is what it said to me. He said to me, because you no need to continue, you can stop. You can turn it on whatever you time you want to turn it on. This is what I understand what he's planning
yes,
to me.
Yes, you can with the Google Guaranteed, but with the other portion, it's a month-to-month subscription.
Yeah, that so, one, yeah, I understand that.
Yeah, that's why I was saying I don't want you to have to pay $307 and then another $129 because you don't want to turn on the Google Guaranteed again, right? So
no,
I'm
going to turn it on. I'm going to turn it back on later.
Right. So
the reason I turn it on, I don't have a call right now. Nobody called to me.
Right.
It's about the risk is off right now. I tell it when I go start back on, the summer coming up, I go turn it back on.
Right. And so that's why I can take that invoice off. And in the summer, when you're ready to add it, we could put it back on at that time. Right. We don't have.
No, living over there is okay. You say I have $600 over there in my account. I don't know what's
the $600 was charged to your account for Google Guaranteed all the way back in September.
Yeah,
you haven't paid us anything for Google Guaranteed since October of last year. So there's no funds.
No. I don't have it one the total. October. I paid. I pay all the time.
Yes, you paid in October, but you didn't pay anything in November. Nothing in December.
Because I don't have a call. I have a few calls. I send a check. I have a few calls. Not have so many calls. It's what the guy told me. He said you have the phone call because I had a call for Texas. I had a call for Alabama. I'm not working this area and over there. I'm not going to pay for that because people call for different states.
Right. And what I'm telling you is you don't have to pay for that, but you do have to pay for the $129. That's the part you have to pay for because that's a month-to-month subscription.
So why turn it off for the Facebook for that one? Why $129? Why go help me for that? Only for keeping the website? That's all?
No, it keeps you on the first page of the Google Maps. It keeps you on the popular directories. It keeps you mobily optimized, and it keeps the website up and running.
I never come in the first page, in the first page on the top of that because I check that one, a different company come the first thing. Different companies come in the first page. The few months, the first one I get the service, it came in me a few months that, and then it go all the way down. Well, 4 or 6 companies behind to me.
I understand what you're saying, but Google tracks it, and it is showing a lot of results. But here's one thing that's interesting about your account is that let's just look at the last 30 days, for example. It's showing that in the last 30 days, you were found on the first page of Google 196 times, and you had 26 Google actions, which included 9 clicks to your website, 5 clicks to call you, and 12 clicks for driving directions. Okay? Now, that doesn't
mean
you only...
direction was, I never received this call. I don't have a call.
Here's the thing is if Google tracks a click to call, what that means is that they found you on the first page and they actually clicked to call you from the first page of Google. And the number that we're promoting on Google is the same number that I'm talking to you on now. So that's the number that's working on the click to call. But hear me out for a second, Felicio, because I want to explain something to you. Your address is published on Google on 6110 Blackwood Circle Northwest. Most painters are out in the field in their home-based businesses, and they don't publish their address. And I think that for you, we should, like, hide the address because you'll get better results if you just show up as Cruz Painting and Remodeling in Norcross, Georgia, than if you have clicks for driving directions. Because right now, exactly, that's what I'm saying. I can fix that for you. I can have them hide the address. And that way, the clicks that you're getting are going to be specifically just clicks to your site and clicks to call you. Because right now, you're getting a lot of clicks for driving directions, which you don't need people to come to your to see you.
It's because nobody coming over here. It's going to understand nobody coming here. Sometimes I do it for coming home. I put it there.
Yes.
But it's a my number.
Exactly. So, but I just put in Painting Services Norcross, Georgia, and you come up in a spotlight position in the second. There's SMS Painting in the first position, and then there's Cruz Painting and Remodeling in the second position. So you're coming up in the second position on the first page. So, yeah, what I can do is I'll screenshot some of these results, and I'll send them to you in an email so that you can look at it. And then you have my direct line, so if you have any questions, you can call me. And then if I don't hear from you, I'll follow up again next week, okay?
Okay. The problem is I need the thing working properly. For example, I have a different company called my nephew, do the same thing, JFC Group. And this, the people help to my nephew. He doing a lot of things. The company doing, he making a video, he putting video in the website, he doing a lot of things. When do you company not do stuff like that? It need to be cleaned up, this website, it need to be fixed, professional, fixed right. Because a lot of people complain, say, your website looking, not looking too good. Because it's not looking too professional. You know?
Okay,
like that. It making me feel bad because I understand, not looking at a professional, very clear, do something more better than what is done, you know? It's a lot of problem there.
What is the problem on the website? I can get it fixed for you. The website,
it needed more, looking more nice, you know. It looking very, after the color, looking, the pictures, stuff like that. Not looking very,
so here's the thing, Felisa, I can't send them, the website doesn't look nice, fix it. I have to send them specifics. Like, for example, the client doesn't like the colors on the site. Please change them to red and blue. Or the client doesn't like the font on the site. Please change it to this. Or please, replace the photos in the gallery on the site. You know, there's different things that we can do with the site, but we have to know specifically what it is that you want. We can't just guess. We can't just
say, one needed, for example, need to make the list the month, the list of one video, put it over there. You can make one video, the picture of the list of making something people know. But what thing for 1 year, for months there, it's not looking that thing is professional because the website my nephew got, the company was taking care of that. He's doing a lot of work. You started to move with the company, started doing people, you know, looking is a professional.
How much does your nephew pay?
I think he paid $100 a month.
And what's his web address? I want to look it up so I can see the video.
Okay, go to Cruz JC Group. You go see if it's coming over there.
Cruz, and then what group? Cruz?
JFC Group. JFC Group.
J like a jam, F like Frank, C like Charlie, group?
Group, yeah.
And is he also in Norcross?
Yes.
Norcross.
He got three letters only.
Okay, a JFC group. I think I found him. It says he's a home builder. Is that correct?
Exactly. You check the website you got. He's going to have a lot of things and looking a lot of different and different companies and different things.
Um, I don't see the video on the site. Let me go to the other tabs. I don't see a video here, but about services. I don't see the video, but...
You got a video. Maybe it's already...
maybe it's not on his site. Maybe he has it somewhere else, like on a different directory or something. But yeah, I don't see it on his website.
And he got a lot of different ones, looking, you know, people working on the website, moving the website, the way it's supposed to look, and all the stuff like that. This is what I want is because.
Well, I'll send them a copy of your nephew's site, and I'll tell them that once we get that $129 payment up to speed, that they should redo your site and try to mimic what your nephew has. Because the only thing that I can see that's different from what you have and what your nephew has is on his site, he has little logos of other places he's on. So it says we're on Google, we're on the Better Business Bureau, we're on Home Advisor, we're on Bing. So I can do that. I can have, you know, I can have them try to mimic this site once your payment's up to speed. But the thing is they won't do any type of programming when an account's in a past due status. So, you know, that's the good news is we can get all of this fixed for you. But, you know, again, right now what I'll do is I'll screenshot for you, you know, some of the results. And then once the payment's up to speed, we would, number one, hide your address on the Google listing. But number two, we would mimic your nephew's site so that your site would look closer to what he has. But we, of course,
Something. The problem is you need to have to be looking something professional. Looking people like stuff, you know, not looking to the website, looking, not taking care of that. I like something better because now I put in my company in a... And BB, you know, BB, this company, the all of the customers coming over there.
Yes.
I put it over there too. Because I want to be my company coming, you know, looking professional, looking something nice. I try the best I can. So you go see, I have a lot of review.
Yes, you do. And those are on your website.
I tried the people happy. I tried the people, you know, giving me stars, something like that. I tried the best I can. But I had a call for the customer. He said, your website, he say, it's very hard finding your website. I said, well, not a scam. What can you say? It's very hard finding
those
my
are
website.
Scam calls. Local Splash is in legal issues with two companies, and they're both out of North Carolina. And what they're doing is they're calling our clients and they're saying, you know, your website is hard to find and your website is a copy and paste and Local Splash is not working within Google's best practices. And the reason they're scam companies is that the intention that they're doing that is to get people to switch and go to them. But when people switch and go to them, they never do anything for them, and they just throw the money down the toilet. So that's the problem.
Yeah,
if those companies would do something for you, then they would be legitimate, right? They wouldn't be a scam. But those two companies, one is called Town Square Media. The other one is called Ollie. We actually have lawyers that are working with them saying, you know, you can't call Local Splash customers anymore. We're putting legal restrictions on them because what they're doing is illegal and it's a scam. So I'm just letting you know.
I had a phone call for these people over there. They called me and said, you know, do a good job or something like that.
Exactly.
So there's a lot of things go out of stand, and a lot of companies do stuff like that, put the rest of the company down.
Yes.
And one lady, Sistine, last week, you need to come to my own company. Do it this, do it that, go do it that. Out of stand, this is what you said. In this business, everybody want to put somebody down.
I agree. Yep, you're right. I mean, it's good that you're smart enough to recognize that because some of our clients...
You're making me a lot of questions. I tell you, I got somebody taking care of my website. I have somebody. If you have something, call these people over there. No, call me because he want to be give a lot of information. I don't want to give nobody my information.
Yep, and you're smart to do that.
Care.
Yeah, because you know what? They never call us. You know, I always tell people to do exactly what you said. Say, look, Local Splash is handling my website. You have to call them. They're scam companies, so they don't call us, right? But it's a good way for you not to waste your time talking to them because you know that
because
they're a scam company.
One lady told me, say you're working together with your company.
Oh, wow.
Company.
Wow.
This is the same company. You need to give information. I want to be taken care of you. It's what I tell you. I'm not going to give you my information. If you want information, call over there to give you whatever you want.
Well, you know how you could know? When you signed up with us, we asked you to put a security question and answer on file. So the security question says your mother's maiden name. And the answer, I don't know if this is right or not, but it says Felicito. So anybody that's legitimately from Local Splash, if they say, hi, we're with Local Splash and we just need to collect more money to update your Google listing or to update your website or update this or update that, say, okay, do me a favor. What is the security question and answer on file? If they can't answer it, then they're not with Local Splash and they're a scam. And you can just
I need to put something there lock because the people confuse me when they call for your company and say, well, let's know and all of that. I don't like to give people my information and nothing.
Yeah, you're smart. So if you like, I can take a new credit card for the $129 and then we can start working on your site right away. And then I'll also send you the login to the dashboard so that you can log in and look at your results in real time. One thing that we can do for you.
I think my credit card, the new credit card is going to come today. I called you when I have my credit card coming in. I go call you.
Sure.
Because I have a problem because one company is trying to use my credit card. I have to be careful because it did a lot of charge in my credit.
I'm sorry to hear that.
And I have it there. I have one problem with my Chevron Williams. Somebody come in, put in my account, take a material out, $5,000 material. It's a lot of mess right now.
Sorry to hear that. Yeah, that's a lot of mess.
On the top of my account, no giving nobody material. She no call me before. Somebody go there, take a material, take a $5,000, and put in my name, put in my account number. It give all the material. So I never want the material. Now I go investigation because we already catched the guy why he did it. And it's in process right now too.
Right.
Do
you think the bank's going to give you that money back once they discover that it was fraudulent?
Kevin Williams?
Yeah, because you said they ordered materials, but you didn't get the materials. It was someone else, right?
Yeah, somebody took the materials. They can paint, caulking, cleaning stuff, supplies, a lot of stuff. The company got giving me the credit because I haven't, when I filled out the application, I put in nobody can use my account. So, you know, call me.
I see. Oh.
If nobody called me, I know the response. You have to be talking to me for anything. But the most I give the material, I know like it's people go and get the material. I give them my material and give it to the people working. If somebody coming over there, take the material, I know the responsibility, the material to the people coming in.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry to hear that. Wow, what a mess. That is such a mess. But the good news is the banks are really good at, like, looking into stuff like that. So I'm happy that, number one, you caught it, but number two, I'm hoping that you get some of that money back. That would definitely help you because, like you say, that's a lot of money. So, but okay,
we'll
I sent you. Uh-huh. I sent you, give
the car, I call you back, and I make a payment with the website for right now.
Yeah, we'll just do the 129, and then in the summer, if you want to do the Google Guaranteed again, you can do it. But right now, we'll just do that, and then we'll redo your site to look more like your nephew's site, okay?
Okay.
All right, so good.
Okay.
I'm so glad that we talked. We have a very good game plan now, so have a really great rest of your day, and then I'll talk to you soon. I already sent you my extension, which is 777, okay?
Okay, this is your number. I'll call you.
Yes.
Yes, that's my number. Exactly.
Okay. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Have a great day. Okay. Bye-bye.
You too.